Thank you so much. Good morning. So I'm very happy to be here today, and I'm going to share with you on the topic of local understanding of reproductive health and family planning in rural Rwanda. So this is a study that I had introduced, and I'm here with my colleague, Leslie Berman, so we are the two members of the team present here today. So I don't have any, you know, financial relationship to disclose. It's important to mention that. So as an overview of my presentation, I will start by setting the context of the Rwandan country, followed by the history of reproductive health and family planning in Rwanda. Then I will talk about the study we have conducted, the objectives and methods, and at the end share some of the findings. So Rwanda is the size of, you know, Maryland. It's a country located in the Lake Great Lake region of Africa and a member of the East African Community. Almost 20 years following the 1994 genocide, Rwanda has made major strides in improving development indicators. The country enjoys an economic growth rate of 7 to 8% annually, has a population literacy of 71%, and spend 10.8% of their GDP in health. The average life expectancy is around 59 years old, and the total fertility rate hovers around 5 children. With a total population of just over 12 million, Rwanda is one of the most densely populated countries in Africa. In 2012, the population density was around 600 people per square kilometer, and 61.3% of the Rwandan population is under 25 years old, and 44% under 15 years old. So we have to understand that the demographic pressure alongside a long population is of really critical importance for family planning in Rwanda. As per history of family planning in the country, in 1981, the country began its first family planning program with the creation of the Office National de la Population, ONAPO, to address the country's rapidly increasing population. Since that time, the country realized that population growth alongside maternal, infant, and child mortality, as well as increasing demand on limited available land, was a problem. So after the genocide, the new leadership has committed to address these issues by instating a number of policies, which include the Vision 2020, the Economic Development and Poverty Reduction Strategy, the National Reproductive Health and Family Planning Policies, all that mobilizing resources around the country to expand access to contraceptive method, but also strengthen health service delivery, encourage households to plan and space their birth. In addition to address the need of the Rwandan population, these policies are also designed to help the country meet the main MDGs 1 to 6 addressing affected by family planning policies. So since 2000, Rwanda has really done impressive reproductive health gains. In decreasing, you can see that in the decrease in total fertility rate, marked by a decline in population growth from 6.1% to 2.7% around 2005 to 2010. contraceptive prevalence increased from 70% to 52% and decreased in unmet family planning needs from 38% to 17% in the same period of time. However, unmet need for contraceptive persist as household as well as other special groups as youth and adolescent face barrier to access family planning services in the country. So before this study took place, there was little research information describing the cultural norms surrounding birth, fertility, contraceptions, and family composition. Given the government's desire to promote family planning and reduce population growth, more information was necessary to evaluate the impact of current programming, but also increase uptake and promote retention in family planning programs in the country. So the four research foci were to investigate, number one, community perceptions of reproductive health and family planning, quality of services, adherence to and discontinuation of family planning, barrier to accessing high-quality family planning services, particularly for adolescent youth. So the key findings include that there are individuals and system-level barriers to accessing services, which include cost of care, cost of transportation, lack of integration of family planning in general pregnancy and infant care, lack of adequate training for healthcare professionals in both quantity and quality, but also stock out. These were the main findings. We also found that pervasive side effects of family planning affect women's ability to work in their field, but also affect their relationship with their partners and the extended family. Gender role and social expectation exert pressure on family planning women on women's choice to adhere to family planning. We also see that knowledge of family planning method and benefits are widely known. However, misconceptions surrounding family planning use are common based on misinformation, rumors, and lack of appropriate counseling. Last, adolescents also faced unique challenges, often initiating sexual activities in early age without an open space to discuss reproductive health services or access to appropriate education and counseling services. Well, the study site the study was done mostly in a rural district, Southern Kayonza, where PIH has been working since 2005 at the government request to mostly support capacity building and development of a comprehensive and sustainable model of rural healthcare delivery. The population of this particular space was estimated at around 167,000 people, and of which 36,000 was 36,000 was women on reproductive age, 15 to 49 years old. So the data was collected between October 2011 and December 2012, and interviews, surveys, and focus groups were conducted with 269 individuals to gain a broad perspective regarding family planning use or discontinuation in rural Rwanda. The data was then transcribed from the local language into English, and analysis was completed using NVivo 9 and Deduce softwares. So the participant includes community members, community health workers, and nurses from health centers. As you can see here, among the study population, The primary contraceptive method was injectables, followed by the pills. Just from these three categories, there was still a large proportion of the informants that had ever used contraceptive, primarily as a result of not having a steady partner in which case condom can be used. It should be noted that male participants were asked about the methods of their female partner. So our research results show that there were five major themes surrounding perceptions of family planning in rural Rwanda. The first one is fertility beliefs. The second one is gender roles and social pressures. The third one is access and quality of services. The fourth, side effects. And the fifth, rumors and misinformation. We will discuss these in details. Looking first at the fertility beliefs, high parity personal stories, particularly around child mortality and large families as a means of disaster protection, and cultural norms describing children as a status of symbol, all were influential in determining perceptions of family planning. Many participants felt that family planning use was beneficial, particularly in the family's ability to pay school fees and buy health insurance, improving their sanitation and hygiene, have a healthy relationship, marital relationship, promote personal and familial development, and also eradicate poverty, allowing national development. I have 5 minutes. Okay. So the second one was around gender role and social stigma, where, as you can see, 1 second. Gender role and social pressure also played an important role in the decision of family planning use, as husband and family members played a critical role in supporting women during this process. We have to see also that stigma is religion also played a role in the decision to use family planning, with some denomination, namely Catholic, believes that family planning is a sin, while others openly advocated for family planning use. As you can see in this quote, you know, one of the informants says that before I went to the health center, I talked to my spouse, because he is a Pentecostist, he refused, but I told myself whether or not he's agree, I have to go there. So the third theme that we had seen also was access to quality of services. Quality of services was inhibited at the health center level by long wait time to access services, insufficient counseling on family planning and side effects, short appointment times. In addition to quality of services, some barriers were also the necessity of paying insurance co-payment fees, lack of money to access transportation, but also stigma and discrimination for from health center staff and peers. Let me go back to the last one. So side effects now. Side effects were particularly common for women utilizing family planning services. Participants discussed that these effects were not only physical but also psychosocial. However, many had found ways to cope with side effects. So if I go to the conclusion, I would say that Rwanda has achieved impressive gain in contraceptive coverage and slowing population growth through strong policies, but also strong leadership and coordination between all partners. They also distribute materials to hospital and health centers and have national messaging and sensitization campaign. However, in order to alter norms regarding fertility and family size, it is necessary to revise existing policies that address these identified issues. Among the recommendations that are proposed, the primary ones are, despite adopting many policies to promote family planning and uptake, the existing policies are not conducive to family planning uptake due to identified constraints. To address gap in reproductive health policy and break down stigma and discrimination, these policies should be revised and enforced. This is particularly important with respect to requiring men to accompany their partners to family planning sessions, to reduce cost-related barrier by ensuring that national policies surrounding payment for services should be enforced and adhered to, and ticket moderator fees should be removed. Finally, youth-friendly space and services should be also created. So to improve healthcare services delivery, additional training should be provided to health center staff to address gap, including proper counseling, bedside manners, and protocol follow-up. More effective side effects management at the health center level and community level should be provided, both in the forms of improved counseling and by providing women with pain reliefs and other supplies. At last, new and innovative approach to community mobilization and education campaigns should be developed to promote uptake and adherence, including personal stories and testimonial on the benefits of using family planning and the decision-making process surrounding birth timing and spacing, as well as message specifically targeting men would enhance this campaign. So these are the references that were used to support this paper, and I thank you.